Compared to its much larger sister agency, the Defense Department, the 2013 decline in DHS contract obligations was relatively modest, according to the latest annual review of DHS spending by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. While DOD's contract dollars shrunk by 16% between 2012 and 2013, the decline in DHS was just 3%. There are a couple reasons for that, according to the authors. For one, DHS had already undergone a 12% reduction in dollars on contract the year before, even before sequestration. And the 2013 numbers got a boost from the sort of big-ticket purchase DHS only makes every few years, $500 million for the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Monroe, one of the large, high-tech national security cutters the Coast Guard is building. Without that single contract, DHS spending would have dropped by 5.5%. And when the numbers are broken down by DHS components, the numbers look more stark, says David Berto, the director of the National Security Program on Industry and Resources at CSIS.
So what you see is the sequestration impact is not evenly distributed, at least in terms of contracts, across the components of DHS. In fact, the distribution is quite varied, if you will.
For example, Coast Guard spending actually grew 6% in 2013, driven mostly by its cutter purchase, but the Transportation Security Administration's contract shrunk by 15%, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement's declined by 13%. FEMA spending actually increased by about 4%, but that was driven mostly by Hurricane Sandy relief operations. And dollars flowing through DHS's Office of Procurement Operations, which handles miscellaneous department-wide purchases, including IT and science and technology, were essentially flat. Among other trends, the report found a large increase in the number of sole source contracts DHS recorded in the Federal Procurement Data System last year, though Berto noted the factors behind that data are not entirely clear.
What we saw in sequester year was a very significant jump in sole source awards, a 15% growth in a single year as contract obligations were actually declining. In fact, sole source awards in DHS have gone from about one-seventh of total contract obligations back in 2009 to two-sevenths of total contract obligations in 2013. However, that was done in part because of a decline in competition with a single offer. And we believe there's actually a correlation there because an awful lot of times you actually know you're only going to get one bid. If you wanted to go to the trouble of a sole source justification, you probably have the basis for doing so under a CICA exception. And what looks like probably happened in DHS in 2013 is in fact a recognition of that and a movement in that direction, if you will.
But characterizing the amount of competition in the DHS contracting world depends a lot on the type of contract you're looking at. There, the data is once again skewed by the huge Coast Guard cutter purchase, which the service bought under a sole source award. But with the same number of contractors pursuing fewer dollars, procurements that tended to attract only two bidders in prior years now got the attention of at least three or four.
And in the Office of Procurement Operations, which again is S&T and IT contracts, again, you're over 40% in terms of competitive environment. So once you get away from the big sole source contract awards in CBP, which are actually not large, there's a lot of small sole source awards in CBP, and the large sole source awards in Coast Guard, you see a very, very competitive environment at the component level across DHS, similar with the other DHS category.
The report also noted a huge shift in the types of contracts DHS components are using to make awards.
Fixed price contracts dramatically increased as a percentage of total DHS spending in the sequester year, up 5% in terms of contract obligations between 2012 and 2013, as overall contract obligations were declining 3%. Cost reimbursable down 18% in that time period. Time and materials down 10%. This indicates to us a very serious push for fixed price contracting across DHS. The anecdotes that we've heard from the companies in the business certainly reinforce that, if you will, a lot more focus on fixed price contracts as part of this.
As it built the analysis, the CSIS staff encountered numerous occasions in which significant data fields were left empty in the Federal Procurement Data System, making it hard to determine whether, for example, a given contract was awarded competitively. The think tank pointed to several other data quality problems that complicated their work, particularly with regard to DHS grant programs. But the number of contracts DHS failed to label as competitive or non-competitive fell by 66% in 2013. Jesse Ellman, a co-author of the report, says that is not an accident.
The chief procurement officer, Nick Nyack at DHS,
has a team that looks at the DHS entries every single day. They pull the FPDS entries from DHS every single day, looks at them over a certain threshold to see if something looks off, some data is mislabeled. And as a result of this, they've made very significant strides in the quality of their data entry.
But DHS's data quality issues are still far from perfect. For instance, Berteau says the Coast Guard initially labeled its $500 million cutter buy within FPDS as radio equipment. And while this year's CSIS report attempted to analyze the department's spending on grants, researchers found it very difficult. That information is not recorded in FPDS, but in a separate system, the Federal Assistance Awards Data System. It has several problems, researchers say. For example, in 2010, DHS says it made $1.8 billion worth of awards under the Homeland Security Grant Program, but none of those grants appear in FADS. Instead, that system reports that the department awarded negative $1 billion. Even though DHS has been handing out billions of dollars to state and local officials every year since 2004.
We have no indication that they stopped awarding money under this program in 2010. The data is just missing from the database. Similarly, in 2012 and 2013, about half of the awards under the Homeland Security Grant Program, about $300 million to $500 million in each year, are just missing from the database. Based on this, we're hesitant to do any sort of trend analysis because we're just not confident that the data in the database is robust and complete. But what we are doing is using this as a baseline to go forward to A, track improvements in the data, and B, just see kind of where the money is going. And the one thing you will see is the vast majority of grants within DHS do go to disaster response in one form or another.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.